The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Good evening, everybody, from the Fortside Fieldhouse at Fort Recovery High School. Welcome to high school girls basketball action tonight. It is the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the new Knoxville Lady Rangers. Senior night here. Lots of activities have been going on here before the game. No JV game tonight, so that's why we are starting early. And we will be back with the opening comments and also tell you about the starters. And all that is yet to come. It's high school girls basketball action tonight on PGW and PG14 and J Country 101.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month, and numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythms, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Kopp Pharmacy has a large selection of omega-3 fish oils to choose from, so visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Now is the time to plant your trees, and you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49.
Have a winning season, Fort Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman, and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
When it comes to managing residue and developing your soil profile, you've got choices. So how do you know which tool to use? It all depends on your operation and farming practices. If you're looking to reduce soil erosion, manage moisture, or even deal with field variability like rocks and low spots, vertical tillage could be a good fit for your farm. And Case IH vertical tillage equipment can support your residue management goals and help boost your yield potential. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and let us help you choose the right vertical tillage tool for your operation.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, senior night for the Lady Indians tonight. They enter tonight's game with a record of 7 wins, 14 losses. They are 2-6 in the MAC conference. The new Knoxville Lady Rangers are 3-18 on the year, 1-7 in the MAC. We're having a senior night tonight, and because of that, and with all the injuries that the Lady Indians have had this year, they've worked out a deal. Kenzie Garkey is one of the three seniors. She is going to start tonight and play briefly. I think it's basically been worked out to let her get a basket and then have her come out. She's one of the injured Indians out there, and they've got others, Kennedy Mullen camp, and they've also got McKenna Hills camp, who are on the sidelines with season-ending injuries. But for a senior, it's so nice that they can work something out like this with some of the teams they play, especially close by, like New Knoxville, to where they can do this. I've seen this before, and I just think it's one of the classiest things you'll see in sports. The New Knoxville Lady Rangers are shorthanded. They only had 9 on their roster, and one of those is out with a season-ending injury. So they're down to just 8 players right now, just 2 seniors. They did honor the 2 seniors for New Knoxville before they did the 3 seniors from Fort Recovery. And we'll be talking about those. Kenzie Garkey, Sage Luthold, and Callie Wendell will give you their profiles coming up at halftime. Right now, New Knoxville being introduced. Their starting lineup is Britt Edbert. She's a 6-foot junior, 7 points, 7 rebounds per game. Addie Albers is probably their best all-around player, 5'10 sophomore, 12.5 points and 9 rebounds per game. Kiana Wellman starts inside. She is a senior, 5'8, averaging 2.5 points per game. Avery Albers is a 5'8 freshman. Avery Albers is the younger sister of Addie Albers. She's averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds per game. And their other starter is Lauren Winkler. Winkler's a 5'4 senior. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight, Carly Niekamp will start inside, 5'11 junior. Also Sage Luthold, one of the seniors, 5'10. Cameron Mullenkamp, a 5'9 freshman, will start. The other starters, Callie Wendell, 5'5 senior guard, and also Kenzie Garkey, 5'8 senior, and she is going to be in the starting lineup tonight. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians. From Dr. Kim Bormore, Dr. Tom Banna, and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart at the Bormore Family Dentistry, formerly Family Dentistry, located at the west edge of Portland, saying good luck to the Lady Indians tonight. Your first quarter tonight is being brought to you by the good folks at Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. And we thank them for their sponsorship, and we ask you to please patronize our sponsors of Fort Recovery Sports. All right, Lady Indians in their home white uniforms with the purple numerals and letters, and the Lady Rangers in their red uniforms with the white and gold trim. All right, now Kenzie Garkey, wearing a leg brace on her right leg, is out there tonight, and they want her to basically go down and stand underneath the basket. This is prearranged. The coaches have agreed, and like I say, I love to see this because this is sportsmanship at its best. All right, jumping center for Fort Recovery will be Sage Luthold, and she's going up against Brynn Egbert of New Knoxville. I can tell you who's going to win. It goes to Sage Luthold. They go down, get it to Kenzie Garkey. She puts it up and in, and down she will come out. So the senior gets a basket in her last home game. Now, she cannot play. She's just physically not able to, but she was out there in uniform. They give her a basket. She gets the first 2 points of the game, and she will be coming out. So Kenzie Garkey gets the first basket of the ball game for the Lady Indians. And now the ball will go to the Lady Rangers. So Kenzie Garkey, with that brace that goes from hip to ankle, big smile on her face and a few tears, but gives a knuckle punch to one of the officials. I love seeing this. This is really nice. So, all right, now we start the ball game. Are they not going to count the basket? They have not put up the 2 points there, so apparently they're just going to let her have that ceremonially. I'm surprised. I've seen others where they go ahead and allow the basket. And here, well, yeah, they're going to do it. They go down right inside, and the give back as Addie Albers gets a basket. So now it's officially 2-2. Okay, even now we just play the game. Indians with the basketball. Out in front with it is Callie Wendell. Wendell looks. Rangers are in a zone out there. They'll go to the near side. Back out in front it goes to Wendell. Here's a shot outside. It's no good. Ball tipped out of bounds and touched last by New Knoxville. It will be Fort Recovery ball. First quarter being brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Here's the inbounds pass into the corner. They get it out to Sophie Guggenbiller. Now they go in the corner. Here's Wendell for a three from the corner and drills it. So senior Callie Wendell drills a tray, and it is 5-2. Now the Lady Rangers on the attack. Bryn Egbert feeds it back out front to Albers. There's actually two, and they get it on the wing. They go to Avery Albers, and now it's out front. They'll get it off to Wellman. Wellman down low. Here's a shot up, and it won't go, and the rebound is taken away, but picked up in there by Avery Albers, who turns around, shoots, and misses. And then the rebound out deep goes to Sage Luthold. Luthold brings it ahead. Fort Recovery leading early here, 5-2. Out front to Callie Wendell. Wendell over on the right side. Wendell looks inside, backs out of there with it. Wants to set up the offense. Now they get in position, and she looks it over. She gets a screen, hands it off to Luthold. Luthold across the way to Cameron Mullenkamp and back to Wendell. Wendell spins around at the free throw line, and she's called for palming it. A lot of times they let that go as a crossover dribble. Other times, no, and this time was no. So the ball will go back to New Knoxville. We're in the first quarter here tonight. No JV game. Not enough players for New Knoxville. due to lack of numbers and injuries. They have one of their own on the injured list. There's a bad pass, and it's thrown out of bounds. New Knoxville has won only three games this season. They beat Delphus St. John's, their only conference win. They've also beat Waynesfield, Goshen, and Houston. So they are 3-18 overall. They're coached by Olivia Koenig. Here's Callie Wendell. Right side over it goes to Mullenkamp. Down low, inside it goes to Niekamp. Shot up, no. Rebound taken away inside by New Knoxville. Picked out of there by Egbert. Egbert feeds it on ahead. Top of the key to Wellkamp. Wellman looking. They'll go to the far side. They get it to the Albers sisters. They'll work it around. It is a near side pass. Goes to Kiana Wellman. And now right side. That is over to Wingler. Wingler on the perimeter. Here's a long three. That's good. Give the three-pointer to Bryn Egbert. She hits it and ties the game at five apiece. So there's our second tie already. The first we knew was coming. And now here's a walking violation as Sophie Guggenbiller slid her foot as she was trying to spin and make a pass. So the ball goes back to New Knoxville. 5-5 is our score here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Rangers into the front court. It's Wellman. Works it over to Avery Albers. Brings it out front. They get it to Wingler down inside. Here's the ball knocked loose and stolen away by Fort Recovery. Niekamp will bring it up. Niekamp into the front court all the way down. Ball knocked away. We have a reach-in foul that's going to be called against New Knoxville. And the foul will be whistled there against Lauren Wingler. That'll be her first and the first team foul against the Rangers. First foul of the quarter. 5-5 our score. Callie Wendell takes it down, hands it off out front. That goes over to Guggenbiller. Now it's to Luthold. Out to Wendell, and her three is off the mark, and the rebound is taken away by Addie Albers. Addie Albers will bring it on ahead. Addie Albers gets it back. Lost the ball. It's picked up by Niekamp. Niekamp races the other way, all the way down, puts it up, and missed it. Fight for the rebound, tipped out. Indians will pick it up. On the right side with it is Luthold. Luthold to Wendell, near side Niekamp. Niekamp on the left wing, feeds it out in front to Callie Wendell. Wendell looks now on the perimeter, can't get a shot away. We'll give it off to Niekamp. She'll drive right side, turn around, looks, lobs it near side, open from the baseline. Hitting the jump shot is Sage Luthold. Her first 2 points, and Fort Recovery back in front, 7-5. Far side, it goes over to Addie Albers, the Albers sisters, the main guns, and Avery Albers. And now the pass down low. They go out front. It's knocked loose. It's still loose. We're going to have a tie-up now. And the tie-up will keep it in the hands of New Knoxville. Coming in will be Leela Gottschalk. She is a 5'6 freshman. Gottschalk comes in. Here's the inbounds pass. They go down low to Addie Albers. Her shot's no good. Rebound knocked around. And Addie Albers comes up with it. Turns. Kicks it out front. Driving inside is Wellman. Puts up a shot and hits it. Kiana Wellman gets her first two, and we are tied again now at 7. It's our third tie of the night already. Right side with it for Fort Recovery. This is Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp drives down to the baseline, leans in, and I think she walked with it. She did. Leaned a little bit too much, and the ball goes back to New Knoxville. 3:17 to go here in the opening quarter. 7-7 your score. First quarter being brought to you by Count Pharmacy. Count Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery. Also Union City and Bern, Indiana. Into the middle, they go to Gottschalk and her pass in the corner. Back out front, it goes to Avery Albers. They work the perimeter into Addie Albers, and she's called for traveling. And the ball will go right back to Fort Recovery. Down to 3:01 to go here in the opening quarter. We'll give you the story on the three seniors tonight for Fort Recovery. We'll give you their profiles coming up at halftime, so stick around for that. Ball in the corner goes to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp puts it on the floor, drives in, kicks it out front. Over it goes to Luthold. Luthold out to Callie Wendell. Wendell had to go out to center court to pick it up. Wendell looking inside. She wants to drive, spins around, can't get a shot away. Over it goes to Mullenkamp, and Mullenkamp right back to Callie Wendell. Wendell now drives toward the lane, turns, gives it up. It's stolen away inside, picked off in there by Egbert. She drives down, shoots, and misses, but a foul's going to be called against Callie Wendell. Callie was defending it and did get a piece of her. So Callie Wendell picks up her first foul, and that's the team's first foul. At the free throw line is Bryn Egbert's. Free throw is up and good. And for the first time tonight, New Knoxville leads. New Knoxville leads 8-7 here. 2:21 to go in the opening quarter. Second free throw is good. So Egbert has a couple. Actually, she's got five now. And it is 9-7. New Knoxville leads. Driving down is Wendell. Gives it off out front to Luthold. Luthold over in the far wing to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp almost lost it. Hands it off to Luthold. Back out front. Here's a long three. Good by Carly Niekamp. Three-pointer. Nope, they only gave her a two. They said her toe was on the line. So it's just a two, and we are tied again. It's 9-9. Under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Driving is an Albers. Puts it up and missed it. That was Addie Albers. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Fort Recovery. And the ball will be kicked in from the baseline for New Knoxville. Lady Rangers dressed in red and the Lady Indians in white with the purple numerals. Ball into the corner. They go to Avery Albers. Avery Albers to Addie Albers. Back into the corner. Driving with it is Gottschalk. Gottschalk out front. Here's a long one by Wellman off the mark. Rebound comes away to Carly Niekamp of Fort Recovery. Niekamp will bring it all the way down herself into the lane. Down low. Shot up and in. Nice pass. It was laid in by Sophie Guggenviller. And that gives the lead back to Fort Recovery. It's 11-9 Indians. Addie Albers drives down to the baseline, looks, gives it to her sister, who puts it up and in. And Addie Albers, actually it was Addie with the basket, Avery with the assist. And we're tied again. That's five ties here in the opening quarter. 1 minute to play in the first period. Ball is knocked away, and it'll still be Fort Recovery ball from the far side. No, reach in foul was called. And that was against, to give that to Bryn Egbert. That'll be her first and the team's second. Indians will inbound it. They're into the court. Looking. New face in there. Lauren Wingler comes back in for New Knoxville. Callie Wendell on the right side. Out in front. Near side to Niekamp. Niekamp at the top of the key. Left side pass. It goes to Guggenviller. Guggenviller looks across the way. Now it goes to the top of the key to Mullenkamp, and a bad pass in, but it was deflected by New Knoxville. And came in there and got it. And now coming in for Fort Recovery, Bryn Willman, a 5'10 freshman, will come in. And also coming in here is Bridget Holman, another freshman. A lot of freshmen on these teams. Young teams building for the future. 11-11 is our score. 36.5 seconds to go, first period. Out front with it is Willman. Willman gives it off to Wendell. Wendell on the dribble, watching the clock. She's thinking about taking a three, looking for a screen. Brings it out front, comes to the corner. Driving inside with it is Guggenviller. Puts up a shot. It's blocked away and stolen by New Knoxville. Off and running with it is Addie Albers. And then lost the ball to Wendell, and Wendell is fouled. Wendell with a nice piece of defense to get the steal and then create the foul. The foul was on Addie Albers, and that's her first, team's third, so no free throws. But with 11.6 seconds to go, now Fort Recovery has a chance at the last shot of the quarter. Looking in, they will get it in the backcourt to Callie Wendell. Wendell racing into the front court. She's trying to get over the right side, can't get a shot. Gives it off to Guggenviller, who drives, puts up the shot. It's no good. The rebound up, no, knocked away. And that's the end of the first quarter. So it's a draw at the end of one. Your first quarter being brought to you by Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Our score at the end of one is Fort Recovery 11 and New Knoxville 11. We're back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, a great month to check the health of your heart. Calp Pharmacy can do a lipid panel blood test to measure the amounts of cholesterol and other fats in your blood. The test measures total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Appointments are recommended, so to schedule an appointment or ask questions, call Calp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
One quarter in the books, and we are tied at 11 all. We had five ties and two lead changes there in the opening quarter. And now we move on to our second period tonight, second quarter. That's being brought to you by the folks at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on the south side of Fort Recovery. All right, Fort Recovery has the ball to start the second period. Callie Wendell driving, gives it off over on the wing to Holman. Holman out front. Shot is no good, and the rebound comes off to New Knoxville. Addie Albers comes away with it, leads it ahead to Avery Albers. One's a sophomore, one's a freshman. They're not twins. Nearly a steal out in front. Ball was deflected across the timeline. Picked up by New Knoxville and then thrown away by New Knoxville. Picking it up was Bridget Holman. Holman over on the right side. Gets it out front to Wendell. Down low inside. Trying to turn with Niekamp. Now it goes to Wendell. Wendell can't get the shot away. They go to the corner to Luthold. Luthold back out in front. Now Wendell. Now it goes to Niekamp. Niekamp drives to the lane. Kicks it far side, Luthold for a three. It's off the rim, no. Deep rebound picked away by New Knoxville. New Knoxville a chance to reclaim the lead here. And walking it up the floor is Avery Albers. The Albers sisters are the two leading scorers on this team. Here's a pass that's deflected out of bounds by Bridget Holman. Coming in for Fort Recovery, back in, Sophie Guggenbiller and Cameron Mullenkamp. And also back in is Kiana Wellman for New Knoxville. We're in the second quarter and we're tied at 11. Now it comes to Wellman and Gottschalk. Gottschalk gives it on down low to Addie Albers. Goes across the way into the corner to Wingler. Wingler can't get a shot away. Wingler stops, looking. Bounce pass comes out in front. Driving is Wellman. Wellman is stopped. Backs out in front. Looks for help. Now near side pass, driving along the baseline, and that is Egbert. She can't do anything. Her shot's no good. Rebound comes off to Fort Recovery as Sage Luthold comes up with it. Down to Callie Wendell. Wendell on the near side, gives it across to Niekamp. She'll drive down to the basket, put it up, and got it. Rattled around and finally dropped in for her. Lead belongs to Fort Recovery again, 13-11. We're in the second quarter, being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Ball thrown away by New Knoxville, picked off by the Indians. Here's Wendell on down, top of the key, starts to drive, now turns around, back out in front, cross-courts it over to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller now out in front, gets it right back, goes inside, knocked away. Wendell gets it, knocked away from her, and can't control it. It's out of bounds to New Knoxville. She got the ball right back, and it just kind of went off her ankle, and she couldn't get to it. So New Knoxville will get it, but there's full court pressure being applied by Fort Recovery. Indians will finally, oh, knocked out of bounds. Wendell hits it right into the band. And it'll still be New Knoxville ball. 5:44 to go second quarter, 13-11 in favor of Fort Recovery. Wellman having, or Gottschalk having a hard time, and she did not. Timeout was called. They called a timeout before the clock went off. So it's timeout called by New Knoxville. Your second quarter tonight being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. And we are back right after this word from K&L.
So I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
out of the quick timeout. Ball belongs to the Rangers. And again, the full court pressure from Fort Recovery. Baseball pass on down. Addy Alberts gets it, goes down, and lost the ball. Oh, a reach-in foul. They say she was grabbed by Callie Wendell. And Callie Wendell just picked up her second foul. It's the... That's the first of this quarter. And oddly enough, the team has two fouls, and Callie Wendell has both of them. So Callie Wendell has to come out after getting her second foul. Ball comes into Addy Albers. She works along the baseline, feeds it to the corner. Here's a three on the way. It's an air ball. Missed in there by Wingler. Rebound by Fort Recovery. Up come the Indians. Niekamp on down, driving his Guggenbiller. Puts up a turnaround shot way off the mark. Rebounded by Addy Albers, and I think she stepped on the baseline. She did. She was guarded closely, and as she was trying to wiggle away, her heel came down on the baseline. Coming back in for New Knoxville is Avery Albers, and Gottschalk will sit down. So from the baseline, Fort Recovery has it. Niekamp gets it into Guggenbiller and Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp wanting the drive. Mullenkamp stops, turns, back out in front, gets it off to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller looks to drive. We've got a bump and a foul against New Knoxville. Wasn't much contact, but they called it. And that's on Addy Albers, and that's her second foul. So that is the second foul against the Rangers, first of the quarter. 5:12 to go, second quarter, 13-11, Fort Recovery leads. Into the corner, with it is Niekamp, lurks out in front. We'll give it off out in front to Luthold. Luthold brings it out front, gets it off. Guggenbiller drives, ball swatted away. Nice block shot in there by Bryn Egbert, who got off her feet. She's 6 feet tall, tallest player on the New Knoxville team, and utilized that quite well. Thank you very much. I'd say she's a good volleyball player because that was a spike. Out in front with it now are the Indians. Mullenkamp gives it off on the far side to Niekamp. Pass down low is deflected out of bounds off the hands of one of the Rangers. So it'll be Fort Recovery ball from the baseline. 4:49 to go, second quarter. 13-11 your score. Fort Recovery leading. Niekamp will get it in and just get it to a Guggenbiller who turns, leans in, puts up a shot, and she got it. She was leaning and twisting, but she got it to go. That's four for Guggenbiller, and it's 15-11, Fort Recovery. At the other end, there's a ball knocked loose and stolen by the Indians. Off and running is Niekamp. Niekamp all the way down to the baseline, turns around, kicks it out front. They'll get it over to Bridget Homan. Homan, now near side. Over it goes inside to Mullenkamp, and she got grabbed. And that will be a foul against New Knoxville. That foul is going to go against Avery Albers. That is her first and the team's second. No free throws. Inbounds pass way out front to Sophie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller will hand it off to Homan. Homan drives. Her shot is an air ball. Rebound underneath, though, put up and missed again. Now the second putback is no good. The third putback no good. Now a fourth one is going to be tied up, I think. They had it right underneath, but Niekamp and Luthold just couldn't get it to get off the glass. So held ball, we give it back to New Knoxville. Rangers dodged a bullet there. 15-11, Fort Recovery leads. New Knoxville with the ball into the corner. This is Avery Albers. Brings it Aber on the wing and gets it off to Wingler. Wingler, here's a shot. It's no good. Rebound picked away inside. Egbert knocked away. It's picked up. Far side. Here's a long three, and it's off the mark. Saved in by Avery Albers, but picked up by Fort Recovery. Fell right into the hands of Sage Luthold. Luthold out in front to Niekamp. Carly Niekamp over on the far side. Niekamp wants to drive. Takes it down, puts up a shot, and it won't go. Rebound comes away to Egbert of New Knoxville. And up the floor, we've got double dribble. That's called against New Knoxville. Callie Wendell comes back in for Fort Recovery. And sitting down is Cameron Mullenkamp. 3:19 to go, second quarter. Fort Recovery leads by a 15-11 count. Boy, teams just really working for shots. New Knoxville has not scored in this second quarter, and Fort Recovery has scored only four. Here's Wendell out in front. Hands it off to Luthold. Luthold across the way to Holman. Now it's to Wendell. Wendell wanting to drive. Wendell on the perimeter. Can't get an open shot. Throws it down. It's knocked away and touched last by New Knoxville. Coming in for New Knoxville after getting a breather is Addie Albers. And she'll replace Gottschalk. Right in front of the New Knoxville bench. Fort Recovery throws it in. Ooh, that was almost a 10-second violation there at the timeline. Wendell goes far side over to Luthold. Luthold back out in front to Wendell. Wendell looks for the opening. Doesn't find one. Dribbles around, takes it toward the lane. Turns, hands it off. Goes inside to Luthold. Luthold double team, and she is grabbed. Foul's going to go against New Knoxville, and who's the guilty party? And they say that goes against Lauren Wingler, her second. Team foul number three for New Knoxville. Here is Wingler coming out. Gottschalk back in. Top of the circle. Right side it goes over to Guggenbiller, who's back in. Guggenbiller now to Luthold, who drives to the basket, puts it up, missed it. Rebounded by New Knoxville. 2:20 to go, first half. New Knoxville still has not scored in this quarter. On down, here is Avery Albers. Avery Albers over on the far side. They look. They go. The ball stolen away by Callie Wendell of Fort Recovery. Wendell off to the races. Open for a three. It's off the back of the rim. No. Fight for the rebound, and it's picked up in there by Gottschalk of New Knoxville. Here come the Rangers, right side Avery Albers. The freshman lost the ball, picked up by Luthold, and then she's fouled. And that is going to go against Addie Albers, and that's her third. So Addie Albers is going to have to come out probably for the rest of the half. She's replaced in there by Lauren Wingler. And it's the fourth team foul against New Knoxville, so no free throws, but Fort Recovery will be shooting on the next one. Wendell takes it all the way down to the baseline, gives it up to Luthold, and Luthold to Niekamp. Niekamp inside to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller back on the wing. Here's Luthold for three. Banked it in! Luthold. Banks are open late tonight here in Fort Recovery. Lead grows to seven. It's 18-11. Get him any way you can get him. Way out in front. Here's the pass from the far side. They go down low to Avery Albers. They go to Gottschalk. Gottschalk. Now here's a shot by Wellman. It won't go. Rebound, Callie Wendell. We near the one-minute mark until halftime. Wendell looking for the shot. Can't get it. Hands it off to Niekamp. Niekamp dribbling in now to Wendell. Wendell will drive to the lane. Her floater is off the glass and in. Rattled around and dropped in for her. Five for Callie Wendell. All of a sudden, Fort Recovery's up by 9, 20-11. Less than a minute to go in the first half. New Knoxville with it out in front. Gottschalk can't get anything. To Wingler. Wingler looking. Cross courts it. They get it down low inside. Here's a turnaround jump shot that is no good. Rebound to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery gets it quickly ahead to Niekamp. Niekamp out to Wendell. Wendell driving. Hands it off to Luthold. She'll drive to the basket. Gets knocked down. Ball comes loose. Picked up by New Knoxville. 28 seconds and counting till halftime. New Knoxville with the ball. Lauren Wingler. Wingler goes into the middle, driving down. Shot up. Good. Count the basket. And the foul will put Bryn Egbert at the line for New Knoxville. That's their first basket of the second quarter. And the foul was called against the Indians' Sophie Guggenbiller, which is her first and the team's second. So Egbert's at the line shooting the and one with 19 seconds to go here in the first half. Those are the only points they've scored in this quarter. Free throw up, and she rolls it in. So she gets the three-point play to make it 20-14 in favor of Fort Recovery. Look for the Indians to go for the last shot. Down to 12 seconds. Niekamp across to Luthold with 10. Now to Wendell with 8. She drives into the corner, comes back out front with 5. Looking, down to 3. Going to have to hurry, does not realize, throws up a half-court heave, and it's way short. and that's the end of the first half. We are at halftime, and the Fort Recovery Lady Indians lead here on senior night over New Knoxville. It is Fort Recovery 20 and New Knoxville 14. And your second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service on the south edge of Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal, too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, it is halftime, and the Fort Recovery Lady Indians lead the New Knoxville Lady Rangers by a score of 20-14. Action coming your way tonight here on PG 14, J Country 101, WBGW AM and FM, Portland, Indiana. Well, it was started off a very easy 2-2 because of the senior night activities and the fact that Kenzie Garkey, who is out with an injury, being a senior and this being their last regular season home game, they wanted her to get a basket. So there was an agreement between the coaches that Fort Recovery would win the tip and immediately get the ball to Garkey, who was able to put up a basket and score. Well, they took Garkey out, and then New Knoxville was able to come in, and the Lady Indians let Addie Albers, just drive down and lay it in. This was an agreement by the coaches, and nobody argued. And so it was quickly 2-2. Well, after that, the first quarter remained basically a very even ball game. We had 5 ties and 2 lead changes all in that first quarter. It's still that way. It was 11-11 at the end of the first quarter. And in that second quarter, I didn't think that New Knoxville was going to score. They finally got that 3-point play by Brent Egbert with about 30 seconds to go in the half. Otherwise, they would not have scored, as Fort Recovery had pulled out to a 20-11 lead until then. And now we're at halftime, and our score is 20-14. Looking at the scoring for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, very balanced attack. Sage Lupo has 5 points. Callie Wendell has 5. That's appropriate. Both are seniors on senior night. 4 points for Sophie Guggenbiller. 4 for Carly Niekamp. And 2 points for Kenzie Garkey. For the New Knoxville Lady Rangers, they're being led at halftime by Bryn Egbert, who has 8 points. The team's leading scorer on the season, Addie Albers, has just 4, but that's because she picked up a 3rd foul midway in the second period and had to come out. And the only other player to score was Kiana Wellman. She had a basket for 2, and that is it. As I said, we had 5 ties, 2 lead changes, both of those, or all of those, in the first quarter. And here at halftime, it is Fort Recovery leading New Knoxville by a score of 20 22-14. Well, as I said, this is senior night here, and the three seniors were honored before the game. Let me just tell you, just kind of read you the bios of these three young ladies. Kenzie Garkey is the daughter of Jake and Jenny Garkey. She's been active in basketball, volleyball, softball, and received All-MAC honorable mention for softball her freshman year. After graduation, Kenzie plans to major in nursing at Wright State University Lake Campus. That's Fort Recovery senior Kenzie Garkey. The other seniors include Sage Luthold. Sage is the daughter of Mitch and Tammy Luthold. She's been active with basketball, volleyball, student council, FFA, Spanish club, NHS, school publications, and has won numerous academic awards while in high school. After high school, Sage plans to attend Wright State University Lake Campus and major in accounting. That is Sage Luthold. And the final senior is Callie Wendell. Callie is the daughter of Jeff and Jody Wendell. She's been active in basketball, volleyball, softball, Spanish club, student council, yearbook, and has earned MAC and district honors for basketball and volleyball while in high school. After graduation, Callie plans to major in nursing and play volleyball at Edison State Community College. So good luck to her there. That's Fort Recovery senior Callie Wendell. Those are the three seniors being honored here tonight. Actually, they were already honored before the game. Nice standing ovation. And I also like the way that before those three Fort Recovery players were honored, they also handed out a flower and recognized the two seniors on New Knoxville. That's a very nice thing to do for Kiana Wellman and also for Lauren Wingler. So congratulations to them as well. Our halftime score, Fort Recovery leading New Knoxville by a score of 20-14. We will return with the second half of action. That's coming your way in a couple of minutes here on Jay Country 101 PG-14.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering. And our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
When it comes to managing residue and developing your soil profile, you've got choices. So how do you know which tool to use? It all depends on your operation and farming practices. If you're looking to reduce soil erosion, manage moisture, or even deal with field variability like rocks and low spots, vertical tillage could be a good fit for your farm. And Case IH vertical tillage equipment can support your residue management goals and help boost your yield potential. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and let us help you choose the right vertical tillage tool for your operation.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, getting set to start the second half. Fort Recovery leads New Knoxville 20-14. Your third quarter now being brought to you by Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. That's Cooper Farms, Call them at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. If you want to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, just give them a call and they'll deal with you. Cooper Farms, all over Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. Here we go. Start of the third quarter. Fort Recovery leading, and the Indians have the ball to start this third period, being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Callie Wendell opens with a three, and it left it short, and the ball's out of bounds, touched last by New Knoxville. A couple of players to watch. Callie Wendell had two fouls and had to come out for a while for Fort Recovery, but Addie Albers, three fouls for New Knoxville, and she's back out there. They only have eight players on the roster active tonight. Driving inside, here is Carly Niekamp, drives in and scores. Niekamp has her sixth point, and it's 22-14. Full court pressure from Fort Recovery. In it comes to Avery Albers. She is the younger of the two sisters, just a freshman, almost turned it over. She's got it at the top of the circle. Right side pass goes over to Kiana Wellman. I'll get it right. Down low they go. Avery Albers leans in with a shot. Can't get it. Fights and comes up with her own rebound. Nice job. Goes off to Addie Albers, her sister. She starts to drive. Goes across the way over to Wingler. Wingler now to Avery Albers. She'll drive in the lane. Dumps it out front over to Wellman. Wellman now brings it near side to Addie Albers, who drives inside. Falls down and the ball's kicked out of bounds. It goes off one of the Indians. And so it will be New Knoxville's ball. We're just underway third quarter, and Fort Recovery with an eight-point advantage. Their biggest lead has been nine. Out to Avery Albers, and her shot is no good. Rebound is taken away by Sage Luthold of Fort Recovery. Now to Callie Wendell. Wendell at the top of the key, goes over on the far side, gets it off to Niekamp. Carly Niekamp now goes to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp drives, shot is no good, but a foul on a reach-in before I think she got the shot off. Now let's see if they called the foul against Wingler, which is her third. And they say it was on the shot, so free throws are coming. So two free throws are coming here for Cameron Mullenkamp. She has not scored tonight, but she's at the line to shoot two. First one is up and rolls in, so can't say that anymore. She has her first point. Here's Leela Gottschalk coming back in for New Knoxville. They now have two players with three fouls. Like I say, they only have eight total players. Second shot is up and good. Two for Mullenkamp. And that gives Fort Recovery its biggest lead of the night at 10, 24-14. We're early in the third quarter, being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Avery Albers just fell down, comes up with the ball, and then out at midcourt, trapped right against the line, and they have to call a tie-up. And the tie-up will give it right back to New Knoxville, but, I mean, she was right there between the three-point line, the out-of-bounds line, and had two Indians surrounding her. There was no place to go. Ball goes in across the way to Gottschalk. Gottschalk now to Avery Albers. Avery Albers over on the near side. Comes across, lobs it across, and threw it away. Was trying to get it to her sister, Addie, and it went right by her and went into the cheap seats. So the ball goes back to Fort Recovery. 6:11 to go here in the third quarter, and Fort Recovery has opened up a double-digit lead now, 24-14. Callie Wendell at the top of the key. Wendell looking inside. Wendell dumps it down low. Ball knocked loose. Stolen away in there by Addie Albers. And then she was knocked to the floor. And the foul's going to go against Sophie Guggenbiller. That's going to be her second foul. It's the team's first here in the third quarter. So it's New Knoxville ball. They'll get it in to Addie Albers. Leads it ahead to Avery Albers. All the way down right underneath and missed the layup. Rebound battled for, and it's taken away inside by Sage Luthold. Luthold ahead to Callie Wendell. Wendell far side to Niekamp, who drives the baseline, turns around, and just throws it away and ends up at the scorer's table. A little high on the pass. She was about to fall out of bounds, so she had to do something and didn't have much choice. So that ball will go right back to New Knoxville. We're down to 5:38 to go here. Third quarter. A 10-point lead for Fort Recovery. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Right side pass across the way to Gottschalk. Gottschalk Now goes to Wellman. Wellman turns around to Addie Albers. Addie Albers, nowhere to go with it. Dumps it down low, driving in and missing the shot was Wellman. She had a wide open shot, just couldn't get it to go. Rebound to the Indians. On down to Callie Wendell. Now it's to Sage Luthold. Luthold gives it off to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp drives left hander up and in. Cameron Mullenkamp has 4 points all in his period. And now it's a 12-point Fort Recovery lead, 26-14. A long three is way short. Put up there by Addie Albers. And it was air ball all the way out of bounds. So the ball goes right back to Fort Recovery. 4:54 to play here in the third quarter. And right now it's all Fort Recovery. Here's Wendell out on the right side to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp left side. It goes to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller dumps it down low. Here's a shot from the corner, a three that is missed. Then the rebound and a bumping foul. And a foul's going to be called against Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller picks up the foul. And Coach Deitch, not real happy with the call. He is arguing it down here. But that foul goes against Guggenbiller, and that's her third and the team's second. Coach Deitch gets his words in, and now the official says, let's play ball. 4:37 to go, third quarter. So Guggenbiller goes to the sidelines with three fouls. Up ahead, here is Wingler for New Knoxville. Wingler looking, brings it to the top of the key. She stops, turns, nowhere to go. Hands it off across the way to Wellman. Wellman back out. Here's a 10-foot jump shot, no good by Gottschalk. And the rebound to Callie Wendell. Wendell, long pass on down. Niekamp drives inside. Oh, it's in and out. Rebound taken away inside by Niekamp. Niekamp has it knocked away, gets it back again. Now Luthold for a three and drains it. From the far corner, Luthholder's second triple of the night. And Fort Recovery's lead is now 15, 29 to 14. New Knoxville with it out in front. Right side pass. They'll get it off to Wellman. Now they work the wing near side and a timeout called by New Knoxville. 3 minutes and 45 seconds to go, third quarter. It's Fort Recovery 29, New Knoxville 14. Your third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal, too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
3 minutes, 45 seconds to play, third quarter, and Fort Recovery now in command here, 29-14. Since the end of the first quarter, Fort Recovery has outscored New Knoxville 18-3, and they scored only 3 points in the second quarter. They have not scored here in the third quarter. Out in front, Avery Albers. Avery Albers goes over to Wingler. Now to Avery Albers. Jumper on the way, and she hit it. Avery Albers gets her first point, the freshman, and those are the first points for New Knoxville in his second half. Down is Callie Wendell, and she misses an open 15-footer. Rebound taken away by Addie Albers, who is in there playing with three fouls. She takes it all the way down to the baseline, turns around, swings it out front, gets it off to Wellman. Wellman on the perimeter, left side Avery Albers, and it goes across the way to Wingler. Wingler can't get a shot off. Wingler dribbling. Now it goes to Addie Albers, lobs it inside to Egbert. Egbert goes up, no good. Fight for the rebound. They come down, and I think it's a tie-up. It is. There were four hands on it. For Fort Recovery, here is Bridget Homan coming back in. She'll be replacing Sophie Guggenbiller, who's coming out with three fouls. 29-16 the score. Under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter, being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Callie Wendell at the top of the key for Fort Recovery. Wendell has 5 points on the night and a bump out front just after she passed it over to Niekamp. And the foul there was called against Avery Albers. That'll be her second. And that is the team's second foul of the quarter, so no free throws. 2:39 to play, third quarter. Been a fast-moving game. Looking, getting into the backcourt to Callie Wendell. Wendell walks it up court, gets it out front to Niekamp. Niekamp looks to drive, goes inside, and she took a walk. There was a bump there, kind of knocked her off her position, but no foul was called, but they called the travel that came afterwards. So the ball goes back to the Rangers. New Knoxville trailing by 13 right now. Deficit's been as high as 15. Avery Albers out in front to Addie Albers and right back. Now it's far side over to Wellman. Wellman can't find a shot. Goes to Addie Albers, inside to Avery Albers. She'll bring it to the near side. Going down low with it is Wingler, and she is bumped out of bounds, and they call the foul on that. So, now wait a second. They signaled one way and went to the other. The foul was called. Now wait a second. They called against Bridget Holman. They first signaled 14. That's Kenzie Garkey. She's not in the game. They called it on Holman. They get it right now. All right. That's her first, team's third. Out in front, here is Addie Albers driving. Lost the ball. Got a collision. She comes away with it. Gets it over to Wingler. And now to out front and almost threw it away. Avery Albers driving, shot up and got it. Avery Albers has all four New Knoxville points in this quarter. It's 29-18. Callie Wendell driving the far side, looking for a screen, can't find it. Drives back the other side. Now to Niekamp, who drives in. Down low, underneath, Luthold puts it in. Sage Luthold in double figures now with 10. 31-18, Fort Recovery. Minute 25 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Top of the key, Avery Albers, far side in the corner. They'll get it down low, turning, putting up a shot and missing it. That was Egbert inside, who's back in. Lob pass far side. Here's Niekamp out in front. Now to Holman. Holman, top of the key, back to Niekamp. Niekamp will back out of there. 1 minute to play, third quarter. Niekamp spins around in the lane, drives in. Shot is blocked, but there's also contact, and she goes to the floor, and now she's going to go to the free throw line. That foul is against Avery Albers, and that'll be her third. There are three players for New Knoxville now with three fouls, both of the Albers sisters and also Lauren Wingler. Free throw coming for Carly Niekamp. Carly misses the first one. She has 6 points. And here is Bryn Willman coming in for Fort Recovery. 57.9 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Recovery leads 31-18. One more free throw for Carly Niekamp. And the junior will fire it up and we'll get that one. So she's got 7 points, makes it 32-18. Up the floor for New Knoxville with it is Kanna Wellman, almost threw it away. Here's an outside shot, banks up there and won't go. Rebound loose, picked away inside by Addie Albers, puts it up and in. She just kept fighting for that one and got it and put it home. She has 6, it's 31-20. Callie Wendell at the top of the key for Fort Recovery, 30 seconds and counting, third quarter. Hands it off out front, they get it back to Callie Wendell on the near side, across the way to Niekamp. She'll pop a three, and it's off the back of the rim. No. Rebounded by Holman. Goes down, gets it off, near side. Back out front to Wendell. Down to 10 seconds. Now it goes to Niekamp with 8. Niekamp gives it away. It's knocked loose, a scramble, and a tie-up. And with 6 seconds to go in the quarter, the tie-up is going to give it back to New Knoxville. Yep. So New Knoxville gets the ball with 6 seconds to go and a chance at a last shot here in the third quarter. They'll get it quickly to Wellman, near side, driving is Abby Albers, drives, and yes, she will get it at the buzzer. It went around the rim twice and then fell in, clearly up there before the buzzer went off. So Albers gets the basket, and at the end of three, our score is Fort Recovery 32 and New Knoxville 22. We're back after this on Jay Country 101.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Well, we move to the fourth quarter, and Fort Recovery still has a 10-point advantage at 32-22, but a nice little run there by New Knoxville because the lead was up to 14, and they came back with a couple of quick baskets, including that one right at the buzzer by Addie Albers. And we will start the fourth quarter, and the ball will belong to, well, it's knocked, immediately knocked out of bounds by New Knoxville. Still Fort Recovery's ball here in the fourth quarter. Out in front it comes to Cameron Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp now to Callie Wendell. Wendell hands it off to Niekamp. She'll drive in, get it across. Mullenkamp out to Wendell. Wendell thought about the three, didn't try it. Back to Niekamp, who muscles up a shot, didn't get it. Rebound back up and in, and count the basket as Sophie Guggenbiller was able to put it up and get it in and get fouled. So Guggenbiller has her sixth point, and she'll be shooting for seven here. The foul was called against, they call that one, Avery Albers gets the foul. Nope, check it. They call that one on Brent Egbert, which is her second, and the team's first of the fourth quarter. Free throw is no good. Rebound New Knoxville. 34-22, a 12-point advantage for Fort Recovery. Near side, thrown away by the Rangers. Two players were literally in the same area going by each other, and the ball went by both of them. So the ball will go right back to Fort Recovery. We're in the fourth period. In the corner, a three from the corner is in and out, off the hands of Luthold. Deep rebound's going to go out of bounds. Nobody touched it, and it will go to New Knoxville. There's no JV game tonight. New Knoxville does not have enough players. In fact, with an injury, they are down to just eight active players total. But they're out there battling. Got to give them credit for that. Near side pass, Avery Albers. Back out in front to Wingler. Lauren Wingler goes across the way. Here's the pass inside to Addie Albers and lost the ball. It's picked away by Fort Recovery. Ahead to Callie Wendell. Wendell goes down, pops a jump shot, left it short. Deep rebound. It's going to be flagged down by Wendell. Wendell now back out at the top of the key with it. She looks inside, looking around for some movement, just standing there, not being guarded at all. Now she goes to her right, drives down, hands it off to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp gives it now to Luthold and back to Wendell. Wendell cuts toward the middle, stops at the top of the key, back to her right, drives in, lays it up, missed it, fight for the rebound. Underneath Wendell, back up and in. Fell right into her hands, and she put it off the glass and in. Seven for Callie Wendell. Lead back up to 14 now for Fort Recovery. It's 36-22. New Knoxville with it on the far side. And it's Wingler, and threw it away. Picked off by the Indians. On down to Wendell. She'll drive in and get fouled. And two shots should be coming. The blocking foul is going to be called against Kenna Wellman, and that's just her first foul. It's team foul number two of this quarter against New Knoxville. So Callie Wendell is at the line. The senior lets it go and misses it off the back of the rim. Coming back in for New Knoxville is Brent Egbert. One more free throw coming for Callie Wendell. She's got 7 points tonight. Here's the second free throw. It's up and good. So she has 8. And the lead is at 15 now, 37-22. It's been as high as 16. But it's 15 right now. Addie Albers throws it down, and it was knocked out of bounds off the hand of one of the Indians. Trying to get a cutter to the basket, and it was knocked away by Fort Recovery. From the baseline now, they'll get it inside to Addie Albers in the lane, out in front to Avery Albers. She'll drive, shoot, and score. Avery Albers has 6. Addie Albers has 8. It's 37-24. Far side with it. Here is Niekamp. Carly Niekamp turning, looking, gets it off to Callie Wendell. Wendell to the baseline, goes inside, took it right to the hole and got fouled before she got a shot off, I think. Way the official was pointing. Ooh, and that foul is going to be called against Addie Albers, and that'll be her 4th. It's the team's 3rd, and no free throws. It was before the shot was put up. So it's Fort Recovery ball from the baseline. Into the corner to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp trapped back there looking for help. And a timeout was called by Fort Recovery. Coach Deitch uses it. We have 5:41 to go. Fort Recovery leads 37-24. We're in the fourth quarter here on Jay Country 101, PG-14.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
5 minutes, 41 seconds to go in this game. Fort Recovery leads it 37-24. The Indians will have it from the far sidelines. Now that the war drums have stopped beating. Here's the inbounds pass from Niekamp across the way to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller, Callie Wendell at the top of the key. Wendell looks inside. Wendell looking, puts it on the floor, wants to reset something, and now will drive inside, goes right to the hole, puts it up and in. They never cut her off. Wendell down with 10, 39-24. New Knoxville has it. Addie Albers goes inside, puts it up, missed the shot inside. Rebound taken away by Fort Recovery. Sage Leuthold comes away with it. Ahead to Callie Wendell. Wendell at the top of the key, looking. Now swings it down low. They get it off inside to Leuthold. She's trapped. Now she turns around, dribbles down to the baseline, guarded closely. Looking for help, gets it across the way, and we have a foul and a reach-in. And if that's on Avery Albers, that'll be her 4th. So both of the Albers sisters now have 4 fouls. And back in for New Knoxville is Lauren Wingler, and Leela Gottschalk will sit down. 4 minutes, 52 seconds left to go in this one. Wendell will throw it in. Does so right down. They get it back to Wendell for a 3 at the corner. It won't go. Rebound is picked away by Egbert of New Knoxville. Egbert into the front court. Brings it all the way down and goes to Wellman. And Wellman turns, looks for help. Nowhere to go. Cross courts over to Avery Albers. Avery Albers on the right side. Into the corner to Addie Albers. Addie Albers drives the baseline. And she was bumped out of bounds. Little pushing foul going to be called against Fort Recovery. That'll be on Callie Wendell, and that'll be her 3rd. That is the 1st team foul against Fort Recovery here in the 4th quarter. 4 minutes, 28 seconds still to go. Inbounds right to Addie Albers, and she lays it in. Came off the screen, puts it in, and she's got 10 points. Makes it 39-26. 13 points lead for Fort Recovery. Wendell the other way, puts it up, didn't get it. Rebound tipped around, fought for, and taken out of there by Wellman for New Knoxville. Wellman quickly into the front court, gets it down low, and the ball's going to be grabbed and tied up there. And the tie-up will keep it in the hands of New Knoxville, I think. They come over to check it. They're checking the scorebook to see who should get it. No, they called a foul on Niekamp. Foul was called against Carly Niekamp. No, no foul. No foul. I was right. It was just a tie-up. Ball comes in. And now, wait a second. Now we have a push-off that's called against the Indians. And that one will be called against Niekamp. And that's actually her second. She's called for pushing off. Second team foul. New Knoxville gets it. Across the way, here's Wellman for a three, and she can't get it. Rebound, Avery Albers, back up and in. Avery Albers now has 10 to match her sister, and it's 39-28. 3:45 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Hand off out in front, it goes over to Callie Wendell. Wendell looking, looks for a screen, can't find it, wants to drive, can't. We'll give it across to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp gives it here as Niekamp driving in, a collision. We got a foul that's going to be called against New Knoxville. And they just called an illegal block against Avery Albers, and she just fouled out of the game. So Avery Albers will foul out of the game with 3:31 to go. She finishes with 10 points. Coach Koenig not real happy with the call, but it stands. And that is the fourth team foul. No, that's the fifth team foul against New Knoxville. So at the line, shooting and missing is Sophie Guggenbiller. Sophie with 6 points tonight. And we'll get one more. So we're down to one Albers, and she has four fouls. Second shot is also no good. Rebound picked away in there by Egbert for New Knoxville. Gets it ahead to Wellman. Wellman out front to Gottschalk. Gottschalk to Wellman. Wellman looking on the dribble. She looks, nowhere to go. Far side, Addie Albers. She goes into the corner, being guarded closely, and she's bumped and fouled. That one, I think, is going to go against Luthold. Yes. So Sage Luthold will get her first foul, and that is the third team foul against Fort Recovery in the period. We're down to 3 minutes and 13 seconds to go. Out in front, here's Addie Albers driving, puts up a runner, it left it short, rebound to Fort Recovery, and Addie Albers, out of frustration, grabbed and made contact, and she just fouled out of the game. And so Addie Albers just fouls out of the game. She finishes with 10 points. Both Albers sisters foul out within a matter of seconds, within 25 seconds of each other. Both will finish with 10 points. And at the other end, that's five team fouls. And so shooting free throws is Carly Niekamp. Niekamp puts it up and missed it. One more coming. So Gottschalk comes back off the bench. And they also bring in Avery Homan, a freshman who's in for the first time tonight for New Knoxville. 39-28 the score. Niekamp. We'll have one more free throw. It's up, and it's good. She has 8 points. It's 40-28 in favor of Fort Recovery. Pressure being applied by the Indians. And up across the timeline is Egbert. And then we got a timeout called by head coach Olivia Koenig. 2 minutes, 58 seconds to go. It is Fort Recovery 40 and New Knoxville 28. We're back after this on Jay Country 101.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperatures because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kopp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kopp Pharmacy will take the time to understand what your needs are and answer any questions you have. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, join us tomorrow night for a doubleheader of boys basketball action. Jay Country 101 is where I will be tomorrow night as Blackford travels over to Greentown, Indiana, to take on the Eastern Comets. The Jay County Patriots, they will be up the road just outside of Ossian, taking on the Norwell Knights. We will have Fort Recovery boys basketball Saturday night as the Indians will travel down to New Madison and take on the Tri-Village Patriots. Rob Weaver will be there for that one Saturday night. Here we have just under 3 minutes to go. Fort Recovery with a 12-point lead. Here's a long three-pointer that's well off the mark. Rebound taken away inside by Sage Luthold. Luthold gets it to Niekamp, down to Callie Wendell. 12-point Fort Recovery lead. They have led since, well, they took the lead back early in the second quarter and have never given it up. Out in front, here's Wendell driving right to the basket and lays it in. Callie Wendell now has 12 points. That leads Fort Recovery. It's 42-28. Here's a drive inside, shot up, no, but a blocking foul is going to be called against Fort Recovery. Two shots will be coming here as the foul was whistled against Sage Luthold, her second, and it's the team's fourth, but it was in the act of shooting. So Egbert will be shooting two. She has 8 points, but has not scored here in the second half. 2 minutes, 16 seconds still to go. Egbert puts it up and in. If she gets this one, she'll be the third player with 10 points, I think. Here's a shot up and no good. 42-29. With it in front is Callie Wendell. Wendell looks out front. Wendell, nowhere to go with it. She looks, and what do we got? We had an offensive foul called against Callie Wendell. Well, okay. So Wendell called for the offensive foul. No free throws. Or did they just call a 5-second call? I think that was it. Yeah, it was just a 5-second call. It was not signaling a foul on number five, which would be Wendell. Here's Wellman, near side to Gottschalk for New Knoxville. And the ball's knocked loose and stolen by Niekamp. Niekamp will race down to the basket, put it up left-handed, and puts it in. Niekamp is in double figures now with 10. It's 44-29 Fort Recovery, and this one's going down in the win column. On down, Holman out front. Here's a long two-pointer, no. Rebound, though, put up and missed inside by Wellman, and then she's going to be called, or Egbert make it. She's going to be called for being over the back, and she is going to be charged with the foul. So Brynn Egbert will pick it up, and that'll be her third. Two shots coming here at the other end of the court, and Carly Niekamp will shoot twice. Fires it up and got it. She has 11 points tonight. Coming in for New Knoxville is Emily Bombauer, a 5'3 freshman. 45-29 with just a minute and 20 seconds to go. And one more for Carly Niekamp. It is up. It is good. She's got a dozen. It's 46-29, and that's the biggest lead of the night now for Fort Recovery. It had 16. Now it's 17. New Knoxville with it as we approach 1 minute to go. It's a turnover. Callie Wendell will come up with it. And then we have a dual possession here. And the turnover will keep it, though, in Fort Recovery hands. And coming back in is Bryn Willman for Fort Recovery.
Bryn Willman checks in for Indian senior Sage Luthold.
Sage Luthold will come out for the final time tonight on senior night. Now with it on down is Mullenkamp. Turns, gets it to Wendell. Wendell on the perimeter, looks inside. Wendell with 1 minute to go and counting. Wendell dribbling around. She goes across the way. Here's a shot from the corner, a three that is bounding over the backboard and out of bounds off the hands of Sophie Guggenbiller. And now Callie Wendell will come out as Bryn Willman will go back in. 47 and a half seconds to go, so the seniors have all come out now here on senior night to a nice ovation. 41 seconds and counting. 46-29 the score. Driving and a traveling violation called against Lauren Wingler. And the ball will go back to Fort Recovery for apparently one last time. Here is Maddie Shainline, freshman, coming in. Emma Schmitz is coming in, freshman. So a chance for just about everybody to get in tonight for the Lady Indians on senior night. And also, here's Ivy Toby in. So all 11 eligible players are getting in this one for Fort Recovery, and it'll go down in the win column tonight. Toby with it out in front. She drives down to the baseline, hands it off on the wing, gives it off to Shainline. Shainline back out in front. That goes to Willman. Willman will give it off. Homan, and Homan brings it back across. They'll look for a shot. Ball almost turned over, and it is. But I think it was touched. Yeah, it was touched last by Fort Recovery. So 10.5 seconds to go. Maybe a chance for one last shot here for New Knoxville. They'll bring it up quickly. And here is Wellman. Here's a shot from the corner. It's no good. Rebound knocked away. And that's the ball game. And your final score tonight, it is Fort Recovery 46 and New Knoxville 29. Fort Recovery, they improved to 8-14 on the season and moved to 3-6 in the MAC conference. New Knoxville now 3-19, and they are 1-8 in the MAC. We'll be back in a couple of minutes here on Jay Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See more and do more in a new 300 series skid steer loader or track loader from New Holland. Its industry-leading 360-degree visibility is something to truly see. With its reverse camera and 8-inch multifunction LCD display, super boom lift technology, and rock-solid stability and redesigned controls, you'll work with greater speed, safety, and precision. Maximum productivity starts with clear view. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month, and numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythms, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Kapp Pharmacy has a large selection of omega-3 fish oils to choose from, so visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, where the Fort Recovery Lady Indians celebrate senior night with a victory tonight as they knock off New Knoxville by a final score of 46-29. The 17-point margin was the largest of the night. The two teams exchanged baskets without any defense to start. This was prearranged. That was so that Kenzie Garkey, who is injured, could get a basket. They just put her right out there underneath the basket on the tip. They get it right to her. She lays it in. And then after that, then New Knoxville got the ball, and they were able to drive down and get an uncontested layup. Well, I'll tell you what, rather than me just explaining this, let's get in Coach Deitch here. And Coach, a nice night for the seniors tonight.
Yeah, great way for the seniors to go out here at Fort Site. Everybody getting in on the action, everybody getting getting their opportunities to score and contribute to the team tonight.
Explain the start. I've seen this before, and I think it's great, but it was great tonight.
Yeah, so we got Kinsey a start for the first time. She got hurt really early on in the season. Got her a start and got her an official bucket. She hadn't got to score at all this year yet. And with this being her second year in a row with an ACL, being able to get her out there and get her name in the book and get her some official points, which as you could see whenever she came off the court, it definitely meant something. So and not just to her, but everybody here that knows what she means to the team. So yeah, it was
and of
great.
Course this was prearranged with New Knoxville, and they were glad to do it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Big thank you for them to them to allow us to be able to get Kinsey that opportunity. I'm sure sometime down the road they'll have something similar, and they'll want the same kind of hospitality for them too.
And of course the thing is, then you let them go down and get a basket, so basically you're starting even anyway, so what the heck.
Right, exactly. I've actually been on been to a game where that happened. The other team didn't want that extra easy, or that extra evening bucket. They ended up losing by two, so I consciously made a note to never be a part of one of those games. So definitely wanted to keep it as fair as possible, but have that special moment for Kinsey.
Okay, after the first quarter, as both teams kind of felt around, and it was 11-11. The second quarter, though, you really took command.
Yeah, our defense, the way we were able to get stops, especially by forcing turnovers in our trapping zones, was huge. We made them kind of throw the ball around and let us get out into transition. And then we were able to more effectively score in transition in the second quarter than we were in the first quarter. Kind of found some holes that we needed to attack versus just kind of running down the floor.
Then second half, you just dominated. They were never able to make a real serious run. I don't think they ever got closer than about 12 in the second half.
Yeah, and again, contribute that to our defense. We definitely went through a lull there where we didn't score a ton, but we were able to continue to get stops. Which just kind of shows the mentality of this team, the aggressiveness, the grittiness of this team, that we kind of pride ourselves on our defense and let that kind of turn into our offense for us.
Kind of nice for balance, too. You had three in double figures. Callie Wendell and Carly Niekamp both with 12. Sage Luthold with 10. Six for Sophie Guggenbiller, and on and on. Your top about seven players, I think, all got in there and contributed, and that means a lot.
Yeah, especially with as young as we are, it's great to see that we're able to put things together and put our younger players in positions to be successful and kind of give them the confidence that they need going forward. With this being our last regular season game, looking forward to tournament, you never know who you're going to need, when you're going to need them, and then obviously going into next year.
What do you have to work on now between now and tournament time?
Yeah, so turnovers has been a big thing for us all season long, so really finding ways to control possession of the ball and turn those into shot attempts over turnovers. But continuing to anchor down with our defense is always going to be a priority.
Well, it's all smiles tonight on senior night, your last regular season game, a win. Good luck in the tournament.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Head coach Tyler Deich of the Fort Recovery Indians. They win it tonight 46-29 over New Knoxville. And they finished the regular season at 8-14 heading into the tournament. And they finished conference play at 3-6. New Knoxville, they were led. I also recalculated my scoring. Actually, Avery Albers, the freshman of the Albers sisters, she only had 8 points. They only had four players to score. Addie Albers had 10 before she fouled out. Avery Albers had 8 before she fouled out. Bryn Egbert had 9, didn't foul out, and 2 for Kiana Wellman, and that was it for the Rangers. So the Rangers are now 3-19, and they finish MAC play at 1-8. So the final score tonight, no JV, just varsity, as the Fort Recovery defeats the Lady Rangers of New Knoxville. Final score of 46-29. Thanks to our folks back at the studio, that being the always good job to Eric Catterly running the controls back there. I'm Ed Thurman. Thanks for listening, and good night from the Fort Side Fieldhouse.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio.
Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.